Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Ms. Xiao. This is Franklin Moore calling from Franklin Auto Express. I found the problem with your car's air conditioner. You've got a bad sensor switch, which needs to be replaced. I ordered the part this morning, but it won't arrive at the shop until tomorrow. So if you'd like, we can offer to lend you a car to use until your car is fixed. Please give me a call back at 555-0101.
Number 71. Where does the speaker work? Number 72. What does the speaker say he has done? Number 73. What does the speaker offer? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Good morning. I called this meeting to discuss how all cashiers at our store should interact with customers. I've noticed that some of you are so focused on scanning items and getting people through the line quickly that you're ignoring the customers. We want to leave customers at our supermarket with a good impression, so it's crucial that you greet them. Be sure to be pleasant when they arrive at your cash register. I'm now going to have you work in pairs to play the part of the cashier and customer to practice being friendly while also being fast and efficient.
Number 74. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 75. What is the topic of the meeting? Number 76. What will the listeners do next? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, it's your neighbor Indira. My return flight was scheduled to leave in an hour, and they just announced it's been cancelled. I'm standing in line right now waiting to talk to a ticket agent. I'm so tired of traveling, but it looks like I won't make it home this evening. I think the next flight's in the morning. Can you believe it? Anyway, I have a favor to ask. Could you go by my house after work? A package was supposed to arrive today, and I'd rather it didn't just sit in front of my door overnight. I really appreciate it.
Number 77. Where most likely is the speaker? Number 78. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"Can you believe it?"
Number 79. What does the speaker ask the listener to do? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following tour information.
Welcome to the Hoffman Textiles Factory Tour. As most of you know, our factory provides quality fabrics to clothing manufacturers around the world. During the tour of the facility, you'll see the care that goes into making each of our many types of fabrics. Now, normally we'd start by showing you how fabric is made on the weaving machines, but another tour group is still in that area. So today we'll start in the final packaging room and do the tour in reverse, visiting the weaving machines at the end. Then we can offer you a 10% discount on fabric purchases today only.
Number 80. Where is the tour most likely taking place? Number 81. What does the speaker say has changed about the tour? Number 82. What does the speaker offer the listeners? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following news report.
In local news, Westcott railway officials have revealed a plan for a new railway line to be installed between the capital city Milton and the popular tourist destination Greenview City. Construction on the project is scheduled to begin at the end of this year. According to the announcement, railway cars on the new line will offer travelers more comfortable seats for the 12-hour train ride. The Travel and Tourism Association has already voiced its strong support for the new railway line. Jackie Hall, spokesperson for the association, says tourism professionals are happy to see this much-needed upgrade and anticipate a boost to their industry.
Number 83. According to the news report, what will happen at the end of the year? Number 84. What benefit to travelers does the speaker mention? Number 85. Who does the speaker say is pleased with the news? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following announcement.
Welcome to this morning's seminar for freelance writers. Today we'll be discussing strategies for negotiating contracts between you and your publisher. I know some people are still on their way, but another conference is scheduled to begin here at 1 o'clock. So let's go over some administrative details. As you know, the parking fee was included in your registration, so I have passes for everyone. I'll come around and hand those out now. Just show it to the attendant on your way out and you won't be charged.
Number 86. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 87. What does the speaker mean when he says,
another conference is scheduled to begin here at 1 o'clock?
Number 88. What will the speaker distribute to the listeners? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Okay, the next topic I want to discuss is staffing. First of all, the management team knows how hard you've all been working in the information technology department, and we want to say thank you. The company has grown a lot over the last year. We've doubled our number of contracts. Because of this, we've decided to hire 5 additional employees to help with the workload in our department. We recently posted the openings online, but we're hoping to fill these positions as soon as possible. So if you can recommend anyone who meets the qualifications, please contact me at your earliest convenience.
Number 89. What does the speaker say about the company? Number 90. According to the speaker, what decision was recently made? Number 91. What does the speaker ask the listeners to do? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following broadcast.
Thanks for listening to Radio KVS. I want to remind all our listeners that our free summer concert series starts next week. The first show will feature legendary guitarist Dimitri Phillips performing with his band, so this will be a big event. The performance is next Wednesday in Salisbury Park, beginning at 7, but make sure you get in line early for your free ticket. Attendees can bring in their own food and drink, but certain items are prohibited. For a full list of what is allowed in the park, check out the Park Department website. And if you can't make this show, there will be many concerts throughout the summer.
Number 92. What is the talk mostly about? Number 93. What does the speaker imply when he says,
"This will be a big event"?
Number 94. Why does the speaker suggest that listeners visit a website? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and chart.
Before we talk about our sales results from this year, let me say how pleased I am with the success that Susie's online clothing boutique has been having. When I started the business last year, I was not sure how well it would do, but the results show that we've exceeded our goal. Of course, there's always room for improvement. We know our biggest rival is Fashion Plus. This chart compares features of the two companies. If we want to be competitive, we'll have to offer all the same services. So let's talk about what we can add to our services so that we can keep up with Fashion Plus.
Number 95. What is the main topic of the meeting? Number 96. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 97. Look at the graphic. What will the speaker most likely discuss next? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following talk and map.
Welcome to the new employee orientation at Tokni Nature Center. We're happy that you'll be guiding our birdwatching tours. Behind me there's a trail map of the Nature Center. We'll be walking down Trail 2 so I can show you some interesting spots to take visitors. You can use the other trails as well, except for this trail right here because there's a family of bald eagles nesting nearby. For the first time, the center's collaborating with the State University on a research project about eagles. We've positioned a live camera on one tree there, and we don't want anything to disturb the birds for the duration of the study.
Number 98. Who is the talk intended for? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Which trail is closed to visitors? Number 100. What project is the center participating in? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book. End of recording.